Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome in the Barber Zone with your man Chavez. Good evening, y'all. Good evening. Thank you for joining us another night, 9 p.m. on a Wednesday. So we're here, y'all, in the Barber Zone. Thank you, BarberZoneRadio.com. Tonight, we are in the Black Man's Country Club. That's where we start here at the Barber Zone for a little bit. We talk about the Black Man's Country Club, the place where the black man goes to feel like himself, to be able to express himself freely, openly, without the judgment of, you know, human resources or the corporate powers that be, but able to speak as a free, open black man. So, y'all, this is what we're doing. Thank you for joining us again, you know, in the Barber Zone. Hey, I'll be forgetting this. The podcast, y'all. We're officially a podcast now. You know, I've been doing this for so long. It's always just been the talk show. But now, you know, through technology and social media and all that, we're now a podcast. So y'all can find us at, you know, Barber Zone Radio. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/Barber Zone on our Facebook page, Instagram page. But you can also find us on your favorite podcast platform, you know, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, whatever you listen to, Audible, whatever you listen to, just search in the Barber Zone and you can find our shows, this one and our previous shows. So thank you for the support and thank you for everything, because without you, there is no me or us. So thank you again, y'all. But, you know, I wanted to start the whole segment of the Black Man's Country Club. You know, I work in a barbershop. Anybody that knows me knows, duh, I'm a barber. So the barbershop is the place where black men, you know, can be themselves, you know, from the time get your first haircut at one or two, and, you know, that's your place. You know, the barbershop is where we go to be us. You know, that's where young brothers run around and, you know, learn how to sweep up. Not that they do it at home, but barbershop reinforces what they should learn at home. You know, they're sweeping up and, you know, they're joining in conversations and, you know, they get to learn how to transact money. You know, when you get done getting your hair cut, you got to pay your barber and you got to tip your barber and say thank you. All of those things happen to the black man. So, you know, at that young age, and then when we mature and get older, our teens, you know, now the barbershop is your extended family. And, you know, then you get out of high school and you put your prom and all that good stuff. Then you go to college, but all of that time, the barbershop is a part of a black man's life. That's where we go to be us. So got the talk show, now the podcast. So what better place to continue what happened in the barbershop than right here on the show in the Black Man's Country Club. So y'all, thank you for joining us. I don't know how you may be listening, if you're calling in, if you're listening through the website, you're listening through the Facebook page or whatever, but the number to call in, if brother, I just want to find out. The question for the night is, you all right? This is the second part. We started last week, but, you know, I had some brothers that tapped in and said they, you know, they wanted to say some things. And so, you know, we continue the second part. You know, we're going to do what the people want, because this show is about you and the things we go through. So it's not just about me, it's about the people. So the number to call in if you want to tap into the show, 563-999-3648. That's the number, 563-999-3648. And, you know, hey, we just appreciate everything. Let's see. The weather is changing, man. Now it's going from dark to dark. So I get up in the morning, it's dark. I leave the shop, it's dark. So let's see. I see we got a couple people on here. I see a couple phone numbers that I do recognize. What's up, my good people? Appreciate y'all for the good support. So, you know, as always, it's always love. And, you know, I'm doing this for everybody. So when you guys tap in, you know, that just puts a great big smile on my face. So I appreciate you guys tapping in. And, excuse me. Oh, excuse me. The water get me out. Drink it down the wrong way. So we here in the Barber Zone, in the Black Man's Country Club. And, you know, I just got a question. Brother, you all right? That's the question. Brother, you all right? And you know what? It's the barbershop. And, you know, I always talk about it's the Black Man's Country Club. True. But, you know, we do have our lady barbers, our female barbers, that are part of the Black Man's Country Club. They add that motherly feel, that nurturing part to the barbershop that we need sometimes, because, you know, when it's all testosterone sometimes, things can go the wrong way, and we need somebody just to bring us down a little bit sometimes. So big up to all, you know, my female barbers, my lady barbers, that's part of the Black Man's Country Club that makes it well-rounded like we love it. So, you know, sisters, if you want to tap in and talk about some things that may go on in the Black Man's Country Club that you see, and brothers that might help some brothers that may be listening to the show, tap in. It's for everyone. You know, even though we say the Black Man's Country Club, this thing is about the whole show, the whole purpose of this is a mental health talk. We want to talk about what's going on in our lives and mental health and stress and trauma and resilience and all that good stuff. But we know that clinically and, you know, academically, that Black men don't go to the doctor. Black men don't go to therapists. As a whole, the African-American community, we really don't go to therapists and talk about the traumas and the things that we face in our lives all the time. So the barbershop ends up being the place where Black men feel comfortable to talk about what's going on in their lives. Black men share things in the barbershop that they don't anywhere else. You know, I've been doing some little mental health training and taking some classes and things like that and sitting in on some Zooms and seminars and things, and the thing one point that I keep hearing is that people want for Black men to open up more. They want Black men to talk more. They want Black men to tap into their feelings more. That's very true, and we do that, but it's only in the, I'm not gonna say only, but it's primarily in the barbershop. Because that's where we feel comfortable. Because in society, you know, Black man, you better not show no sign of weakness. You better not cry. You better not be in your feelings. You know how that go. You know, they start labeling you names and calling you things that refer to sexuality that has nothing to do with your mental health, that has nothing to do with the things that happened to you when you were a young man that you're still trying to process and you're still trying to handle in your adult life. So Black Man's Country Club, the barbershop, is where we talk about that. So the things that we're trying to do, we're attempting to do, is to get brothers to talk more, to be more engaging with themselves, with their family members, and, you know, with their friends also, about what's going on in their lives. Because it's too many Black men that just are carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders. You know, you hear that statement, but basically you are. You're dealing with your own mental health. You have to worry about your family. You have to worry about your employment. You have to worry about the things going on in society, just daily life. You have to go on, you know, deal with the traumas and the things that are happening to black men. You know, the visual images that you see of our black community being destroyed, our black men being destroyed by other black men. So, yeah, we need some place where we can go release, and the barbershop is this place. And I would love for the In the Barber Zone podcast to be that place also. So, brothers, I just got a question. You all right? The number, 563-999-3648. When you call that number, just hit one. Let me know that you got something to say. I'll bring you on. We can have a conversation. If you want to give your name, fine. If you don't want to give your name, that's fine also. Brother, if you just need somewhere to talk, somewhere to vent, you want to get something off your chest, hey, if you got to use a little profanity to get your point across, you can do that. But let's just keep it out of moderation. Don't go crazy on us. But, you know, sometimes we do have to use those to get our point across. So, just thank you for everybody that's called in, that's tapping in. I appreciate y'all. I see y'all on the line. See, we do have an individual that's ready to jump in the Barber Zone, man, in the Black Man's Country Club, and let us know if he all right. So, and this is how we do it in the Barber Zone. I'm going to call out your area code and your first three numbers. I don't want to give your whole math out, but I'll call out your area code and then your first three numbers, and then we'll get you on the line. So let's see what we got from the 443-224. Welcome to the Black Man's Country Club. Who we got on here tonight?
Hey, you know who it is. It's Benny the Barber. What's going on?
Big Benny, what's up, good brother? How are you, man?
I'm all right. How's it going? Hey, look. I can't stay long because I'm spending time with my wife right now, but I had to get on here, man, because this is definitely a topic that's that hits close to home, man. A lot of people think that black men aren't supposed to. You're right. A lot of people think that black men are not supposed to talk about how they feel or what's on their mind, and like we don't go through anything. And the truth is we do. And you have a lot of brothers that are out there that believe that they have no one to turn to and no one to talk to, and it creates a stigma to them. It hurts them in so many ways because they have things on the inside of them that they need to get out. And sometimes going to the barbershop is not somewhere where, although you're comfortable, and a lot of brothers do talk in the barbershop, but you have a lot of brothers that don't because they're so private.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They hold things in and they don't want anybody to know, especially the ones that are, I guess you could say, problem solvers. And if you're in the black community, you know what that means. You know, that man that everyone goes to take out, but never puts anything back into them. You know what I mean? So
because
they're problem solvers and they're solving everybody else's problem, they're not going to say what's on their mind. They're not going to let you know, hey, look, this is what I'm going through. They're just going to do what you need them to do, and they're going to move on. They're going to push on and figure it out. And the truth is when they find out that this particular person has hurt themselves or they're not here anymore because of steps that they took to ensure that they would not be here anymore. They say, man, I just talked to him, man. Why he ain't say nothing? You know why he ain't say nothing? Because you ain't ask.
You never ask.
You didn't ask. And all it takes sometimes is to ask. That's it.
Brother, that's why I'm asking the question right now, brother. You all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm asking that question, man.
You know, I'm good now.
Yeah.
I'm good now.
See, yeah.
and actually, I don't know if you saw my message this morning or not. I mean, earlier today when you sent it out, but
yeah.
I said I wanted to be on here for a particular reason. I hope you don't mind me sharing.
Brother, but, that's what it is, man.
I'm going to share it because I know someone needs to hear this. Okay. I was young. I was in my 20s. I hadn't fully figured out life. Had a beautiful baby girl. Had a young lady that I was trying to make it work with, but I didn't necessarily want to make it work with, if you know what I mean. I think a lot of men have been there before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was the problem solver for my family. Okay? And when it all came down, like, and things got really heavy, really heavy, you walk around and nobody really realizes what a mental break is. And a mental mm-hmm. break, it doesn't necessarily happen instant. Sometimes it comes on slow. It feels different. It looks different. The world looks different. The world feels different. It's almost like something's just taking you over. You don't know what it is. You're just kind of going through it so that you can kind of, you say, all right, this is just something that's it's gonna pass. I just gotta push through. If I can get mm-hmm. to the other side, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. Then you start seeing things. You start hearing things. Everything. Your senses are enlightened and heightened. Your reaction time is either faster or slower depending on what's going on with you. All of these things, and then that one little thing pushes you a little too far and causes you to say, well, do I want to stay or do I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to stay or do I want to go? Right. Now, in my case, I walked around for what I believe would be at least 2 weeks with no direction. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, I'm still working in a barbershop at the time. Well, I was supposed to be working in a barbershop at this time. But
yeah.
I can remember days that I was not there. Instead of me working in a barbershop, I was walking 3, 4, 5 miles with no direction. Mm-hmm. I believe I covered so much ground of Baltimore City that I was always a walker, but I never knew that I covered that much ground in such a little amount of time. Now, mind you, Baltimore City is small. It's not the biggest town, but it's got some length to it and some width.
Yeah. Oh yeah, especially when you're walking. Yes, sir.
Right. 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 So at one point I got so bad and I didn't go home. I just walked.
Yeah.
Walked. You know what I mean? I'm talking to myself. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with me. I don't know. I stopped into a clinic. And when I stopped into the clinic to talk to someone, because I needed to be seen that day. Their solution to my problem was giving me Zoloft. Hey, take two of these a day and you'll be fine.
Drugs.
No, that's not what I need. I need something else. That's not what I want. That's not what I need. I don't need this. I need something else. I don't know what it is that I need, but this is not what I need.
Being medicated is not one.
Right. Right. So I go to the house. I finally go to the house. And at the time I had a 22 under my mattress.
Mm-hmm.
The 22 had a full clip. I cocked it back. And I guess my daughter's mother heard it. And when she heard it, she came straight to the room. And she said, what's wrong? I put it to my head, and I was actually getting ready to pull the trigger. Mm. I don't. I hope this is not too graphic for you,
bruh.
But this
you
is
helping
this
somebody
is my
right
life.
Now,
this
brother.
Is my truth.
You helping
this
somebody right now? Preach, bro.
And she said no. She said no. And my baby girl was on the floor. She said no. You can't leave us here. You cannot leave us here. You cannot leave us here. Look at her. You cannot leave us here. And you cannot let her see you do this to yourself. She called 911, and she called my grandmother. My grandmother lived up the street from me. My father lived about a mile and a half away. They got there. The police, I believe, got there just as my grandmother was walking me out of the house. And the crazy part about it is that my father got there and he looked at me, he talked to me, trying to get me through it, and I still have no clue what it was. The police decided they wanted me to go to the hospital. Now this is mental health was at the time. I don't know what it is now. What I know is mm-hmm. is I was going through something. I almost tried to hurt myself. The police took me to the emergency room and told me to sit in the emergency room and left me.
And
no
left
one
you.
Came out to see what was going on and left me. No one Whoa. Came out to see me. Now, mind you, I just tried to hurt myself.
Whoa.
I just tried to hurt myself. This is the reality. Now, this I just tried to hurt myself. They take me to the emergency room and left me. They did not say, all right, we're going to wait until a doctor comes. We're going to wait and see. We're going to let a doctor come and see you. When he's with the doctor, then we can leave. No. They took me and they left me. I waited 15, 20 minutes. I left that hospital. You know what I did again?
You just walked out.
Just walked. I left. When I left out, I walked. I walked. I walked. I walked. Man, I tell you, I walked east, west, north, south. I covered so much Man. Of Baltimore City that I have no clue. And I I guess that was the true definition of walking it out. Trying to
walking
add a little
out.
Humor to it, but it's not funny, but that was the true definition of walking it out. Because after I walked
wow.
it out, I was a little better. I still have no clue. And then I had a friend of mine that I knew from I'm going to say a former life.
Yep.
He said to me, he said, bruh, I heard you had a battle with the devil. Looked like you won. I said, that's mm-hmm. what you called it? Okay. That's all I can say. Okay. Because I'm still fighting it today.
You're still fighting it
I'm
right now?
I'm still fighting it
Have
today.
You,
I get stronger and stronger. I get stronger and stronger every day, but yeah. I'm still fighting it today because mentally.
Have you yet at all been to see anybody? Have you been in any type of therapy?
I've tried different. I talked to my primary care doctor, and I asked him. I said, "Look, I need to." I need a therapist or a counselor or something so that I can kind of – I have some issues that I need to address and I need someone to help me work through these issues.
Yeah.
He gave me a referral. I called, set up the appointment, went to the appointment, and it was someone that was way younger than me, had no idea what my life was – had barely lived a life, I'm going to say. And I hate to say it that way, and maybe that is an assumption.
That's truth, though.
But
that's
to
truth.
Me, I'm at the time, I'm 40 years old.
Yeah.
This person couldn't have been no older than 28, 29.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's
yes,
being
sir.
Generous. What was she
yes,
really
sir.
Going to help me with? And then when I sat down and I talked to her, she still had no, well, we don't do that. She gave me a whole list of other people to call and talk to. I was like, man, this is not what I'm looking for. It can't be that complicated.
Yeah.
It cannot be this complicated to find someone that you can sit down and say, hey, look, this is what's going on with me. It shouldn't be
that hard at all for you to find somebody to counsel mm-hmm. you when you're going
now,
through a situation like that.
Now, needless to say, I do not have any desire to hurt myself, but I still
that's
have right. things that I need to personally work on and work out. And so,
yes,
from
sir.
Time to time, I find ways to work out some of those things. And some things, they just kind of work themselves out, and I get the clarity of it after it's worked out. But
yeah, but you
I still
need
have
to, still
things
need to
that
talk,
I
need to
deep
get it
down
out.
Inside
yeah.
need to, right. And if it were not for my wife, I don't know. I don't have a clue where I would be. I mean, I'm not saying that I would be that bad, but I don't think I would be this good.
Yeah, she's your balance. Amen. Praise God
yes.
for your wife and praise God for watching you while you were going through your crisis, if you call it crisis, and
yeah.
you know the triggers that bring on those crises. You need to find somebody for you to talk to be able to get them out
mm-hmm.
and for you to be able to process what's going on. So if anybody's listening, and brother, I appreciate your testimony right now, because the realism is what you need, and it's what somebody else that's in the Black Man's Country Club in the Barber Zone listening right now. So, y'all, if anybody that's listening to this show, whether you're listening live or you're listening later, here's a number. It's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, the number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. So, brother, if you want to take that number down, and maybe they might have some referrals in your area. And I was trying to think, man, if we had any connections with anybody in your area, you know, because well, hit me up tomorrow.
Well,
I'll see if I got some connections, man, because I've been working with Ohio State STAR program, talking about stress, trauma, and resilience, and maybe through the university they might have some connections in your area that we can get somebody for you to talk to. Because that's what it is, bro. That's one thing that I say about us individuals that work in the service industry, being barbers, stylists, whatever personal grooming services we're in. We listen to everybody else's stuff all day while we cut in clients, you know, whatever. But who listens to us? You know, you got the things that you're dealing with. But now you've got the things that, you know, you're listening to your clients and you're trying to help them navigate through life when you need guidance yourself. So, yeah, that's where we need to find some outlets for us so we can manage ourselves when we're helping to manage other people. So, brother, I got that number for you. You know, you can hit me up and we can talk tomorrow, definitely, and I'll see if we can find you some resources for you to be able to talk, and you know, so you know, get your walk on, you know, keep your health up, keep your commitment to be fit. I know you lost mad weight, but we gonna get you something, bro. Because believe, brother, you are not the only one, man, that's going through things and that's had to suppress some things that you may not even know that you had to suppress, and now that is coming back to, you know, it's coming back in different ways, and it's uneasy for your spirit right now. So, but yeah, we need to, you know, get somebody for you to talk to. Praise God for your wife, man. You know, praise God for your body.
I'm definitely thankful for her because she definitely has been a blessing in disguise. When talking to one of my coworkers at the other shop, and we were talking about how sometimes men think that they're doing something and that they're living a certain quality of life, and then that one woman comes along and shows them something different, and he realizes, wow, I wasn't living at all. So my wife has shown me something that I truly never imagined. You know what I mean? The quality of my life has been so much better since I've been with her, and I'm hoping that the quality of her life has changed as well. But I know for a fact that the quality of my life has changed because she's in it. You know what I mean? I've progressed so much further because of the addition of her to my life. Or because God added her to my life. I'm going to say that.
Amen.
And I appreciate it. You know what I mean? So now it's just a matter of just pushing forward and us doing what we want to do and enjoying our lives. That's all. So,
hey, that's dope for
And me. I hope anyone that's out there that's listening could take the time out to actually step out on faith and talk to that doctor, talk to a friend, talk to your local clergyman or whoever.
Hey, bro, I just looked through my stuff, brother. I got another number for you. Mm-hmm. The National Alliance of Mental Illness, called NAMI, and the number is 1-855-834-9713. Again, anybody that's listening and is dealing with any type of mental illness or, you know, uneasiness in your mind and in your spirit and, you know, things going on that you don't understand what's going on, we've got the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and the number is 855-834-9713. You know, give them a call when you get a chance. They may just be able to ask some direction for you, but I was going through my stuff, bro, and I just wanted to add an option for you, man. You know, something you can tap into, and they can, because what it is, NAMI has, they have offices in, you know, various cities. Like, they got them all over Ohio. So
they have a website too, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that the
yes,
one
sir.
That has the yes. website? Yeah, right.
Yes, sir. They have the website, and then once you go to the website, you can put in your location, and they can let you know the offices and the resources in your area. So, yes.
Right.
So, yeah,
bro, right.
I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to offer you something, brother. And, hey, bro, I just want to thank you, man. I thank you for being transparent. Thank you for being, for disclosing your life to us. And hopefully, and from hearing you talking, it's helping you out, you know, because that's what we got to do. We got the stuff that we going through, and we got to get it off ourselves. And then what you doing, bro, is you blessing somebody else that's just been walking and walking and walking that never stopped in the clinic. At least God did perk your heart and guide your steps to go into the clinic and humble yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I need some help. It's a shame that, you know, the clinic and the officers and the hospital, you know, basically, we're going to keep it real, failed you. That's why now they have officers, but now they have officers that are mental health trained. And so I think CITs, certified certified intervention, something to that effect, where when they come to the scene, they're not looking at you as a criminal. They're not looking at you crazy. They're not looking at you like you're out your mind. They're looking at you that you may be going through a mental health crisis, and they need to approach you and handle you in a different way, than somebody that was on drugs or under the influence of something. So that's something that I know that they have here in Columbus, and that they're supposed to be implementing with other law enforcement agencies. So
I haven't heard anything about that.
Just running up on people, you know, running up on them, you know, thinking everybody is
whatever. I don't know anything about it being here yet, but they've been trying to get it in. I don't think they've succeeded so much as far as that's concerned. So,
totally appreciate
you. Hey, Shabazz.
I totally appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you, bro. But I need to get back because I'm cutting into my wife's time. So I'll rap to you later on, bro. thanks for letting me step in and step out.
Hey, man, thank you for sharing, man. No, thank you, bro, for sharing. Because, I hear you over there grinning. You got a smile on your face. You about to spend time with wifey, you know what I mean? So, praise God for you, man. And stay strong, bro. Hey,
praise
you got my number. Anytime you need me, man, hit me up, bro. And I'm here for you, brother.
All right. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, man. Have a good night, man. Right. Peace to you.
You too. All right.
Yes, yes. Y'all, that's what this show was for. You're in the Black Man's Country Club, you know, Barber Zone Podcast with your man Chavez right here on Blog Talk Radio. The topic is, brother, you all right? That's what it is. Brother, are you all right? Right there, just had my man Benny on here, man, and he just did something that hopefully helps his soul, helps his mind, helps his body, got some of the stuff off that he was going through, and hopefully that testimony blesses somebody else. But y'all, that's what happens in the Black Man's Country Club. That's what happens in the barbershop every day. Excuse me. A man discloses what's going on with him. And y'all, I'm telling y'all, if you don't know, if you've never seen it, for my barbers and my hair professionals, black men break down and cry in the barber chair. I've had so many brothers start being able to release some of the things that they got going on in their lives, and they start to cry. They start to weep, sometimes uncontrollably, because nobody's ever listened to them. Nobody's ever given them an opportunity to speak freely and not be judged. Speak about the things that's really plaguing them every day. You know, if you was on just a minute ago, you heard my man Benny. He said he didn't know what was wrong with him, so he just walked. He just walked. A lot of other individuals, they don't handle it in that type of way. They don't walk. They don't do something healthy. You know, he don't know. He didn't know what he was doing at the time, but he was actually, you know, doing something healthy for himself. He was exercising. He was breathing good air in and out. So that's calming. That's opening process. But we do have a lot of individuals that turn to self-medicating, using drugs, alcohol, gambling, things that are more destructive than constructive. So that's why we had to give brothers outlets to be able to talk and be free and get things off their minds, just like right here in the Black Man's Country Club, y'all. Praise God for what just happened. That's why I do the show. If it's just one brother, one sister that's able to have a breakthrough, to be able to get some things off their minds, off their chest, and have at least a little bit of comfort, a little bit of relief, yeah, hey, that's what this show is here for. And I'm thankful that my man Benny has disclosed that to us, because, yo, I didn't know this man over 10 years. Really, almost 10 years, and didn't know that part about him. But in the Black Man's Country Club, that's where we learn about brothers. That's where we learn about each other. So praise God for him. Praise God for his wife, who's there, who's his strength, who's his balance. Amen for that, brother. So, yo, you're in the Black Man's Country Club, also known as In the Barber Zone Podcast, which your man Chavez Moment right here. The number is 563-999-3648. I see we got some individuals on here holding on. I appreciate you. But, hey, we had to let the brother get it out, you know. I didn't know what was coming, but I appreciate him for getting it out. So we got some other individuals here calling in. I appreciate you. Number 563-999-3648. If you have something or you want to say, if you want to add to the show, simply press 1. We'll get you on, and you can share, you know, what's on your mind, your heart, and your soul right here in the Black Man's Country Club. So we got another caller on here from, let's see, the 267-230. I already know, but who we got in the Black Man's Country Club this evening?
How y'all doing today? Man, what's going on, Chavez? It's your girl, Clipper Cut Queen.
Yes, ma'am. How are you? Hey, how are you, girl?
Man,
good to hear your voice.
I'm telling you, it's great hearing your voice, man. And I thank God for you for providing this platform to speak openly. Benny's story just really touched my spirit and touched my heart. And I'm thankful for the position that God has given me. You know, many people view me as this woman who's dominating a male industry, where I just don't see it like that. I see myself as a woman who was positioned to speak to the hearts of men, and men are the kings and the curators of our society. And you guys need that love and that nurturing, and you need that other perspective sometimes to speak to when you just don't have it. You know, many men, the only women in their lives are women who they can't really express themselves to.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Freely, anyway. Some of them can't express themselves freely. Some brothers are blessed, like Benny, to have a woman that they can express themselves to, and many don't. And yep. And what I've come to learn and see through the course of my time, having been in the barbering industry or in the haircutting industry just for over 36 years. Ooh, Lord, time is flying. But you know, having been doing this for a few decades now, you know, sometimes I've been met with indifference.
Yes.
Prejudice. And just misunderstanding, you know, and I've had what I call my little sisters in the industry, you know, who are want to be barbers or want to, you know, be successful in this industry. They asked me, well, do you have problems with these guys sometimes? Have you ever had any issues? Of course I've had issues. Of course I've had prejudices. Mm-hmm. But it's how it's handled, you know, because what I understand, and I'm just thankful for having a higher understanding, is that it's not about me. People's perceptions and prejudices come from within, and it's about them. And their insecurities sometimes create these things. But when they see that it's a comfortable space, they're uncomfortable because they don't know, and they have these preconceived notions about me. But once they see that it's a comfortable space, I'm not here to harm you. I'm not here to challenge you. I'm just here. I'm just here to help you. I'm here to bless you. I'm here to give you, by way of your appearance and by way of beauty and grooming. Because what happens is that when you look good, you feel good. We understand that. So
yes,
that builds self-esteem.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I know. I understand. That builds self-esteem.
Yes.
And in the building of that self-esteem, that's when we get to feel better and see ourselves at a better light. And sometimes
yes,
we
ma'am.
Need outside influence to help build that, you know, help see that light a little better, you know.
Yeah,
but
I love
this platform. I just thank God for you, and I thank you for this.
Thank you. Because like I said, if without you guys, there is no me. I mean, I would just be sitting here just twiddling my thumbs, making up something to say. But I love this thing, and I do it because, you know, we've talked, other individuals talk. Brothers need an outlet. Brothers need somewhere to talk. So if I can do it here on Wednesdays for an hour, hour and a half, thank you. You know, I just want to be able to do my part to help some brothers on this mental health journey. It's not just a quick stop. It's a whole journey. It's a lifelong journey. Things that are bothering brothers right now are some things that happened when they were little, when they were a teenager.
Right.
You know, it was an incident they went through that they never got to process, and now it's just eating them up on the inside. So they just need just that conversation and that listening ear, somebody who looks like them, somebody who's in their community, somebody who's been through the things that they've been through. Like Benny said, he went and saw a therapist, but the therapist was almost half his age. So it's not that they wouldn't be able to clinically help him, but to be able to really relate to the things that he's been through in the number of years that he's been around.
Right.
That I kind of understand what he's saying. Like, I at least need this individual to know the things that I experienced in my 10 plus years that I'm your elder. Some things may have went on that if they were his age, they would be able to relate to it more because they went through that situation also, or they saw individuals going through that situation. So we're not saying at all that somebody younger from you can't help you, because they can give you a safe space to open up and then help, you know, identify some things that from your talking that they may be able to tap in to help you. But to see somebody that looks like you, that's in, you know, your community, that's going through the same things that you've gone through, it's easier to talk to them. That's why it's so easy for black men. That's why it's so easy for black men to come to a barbershop where there's other black men going through the same thing, same age range, you know, brothers went to high school with each other, or they, you know, they're in that same age range and they played sports, or they had this, you know, this experience that's the same, you know. They may have been in the streets, you know, selling drugs or whatever it may be, and they've had those same experience, or they came up in low income housing and, you know, a broken home, so they can relate there, where if somebody outside of our Black Man's Country Club didn't have those experience, they wouldn't be able to have that same conversation. So that's
right.
Why I believe that the barbershop is such a place, a tangible place for Black men to go. Because if a brother got a problem, or a brother want to celebrate, or brother, you know, about to celebrate, where are you going? To the shop.
Mm-hmm.
If you get some good news, you get a promotion, what's the first thing you do? You going to the shop. You mess around. Oh, girl, break your heart. What the first thing you doing? You going to the shop.
Going to the shop.
Whatever happens, I'm going to the shop. Because that's our place of comfort.
Joys and pains.
Oh, believe
joys
it.
And pains. Send
yes.
It to the shop.
send it to the shop. But what happens is we as barbers, we as the hair professionals, we take all of that in. And, you know, we've had conversations before. We take that in. But what do we do with it?
Right.
How do we process it? When the shop is closed, when we done cleaned up all the hair and we done hit all our tools with the barber side and put everything up and put your clippers on the charger, nobody's there.
Right.
What do we do right then? What do we do with all these different emotions, all these different conversations that we've had all day? What do we do with that? So that's why we asked the question. Brother, you know what? I might have to ask a better question. Barber, you all right? I think that's next week's. You know what? That's next week's show right there. Not just
that's
brother.
Next week's show right there. I can't wait to tune in.
Barber,
I'm ready for it.
You all right?
I'm ready for it.
That's next week. That's what we I'll talk to.
Who speaks to the person who pours into the person takes in all of everyone else's problems?
Yeah. Who comforts the comforter?
How do we pour out?
Who listens to the listener?
Yes. Who listens
to
the listener?
That's what next week's show is Barber, you are right. Because we listen to everybody's show. And I did talk to a couple individuals, therapists and things, some African-American males. And I'm going to see if I can get some of them on the air to give us some answers to the stuff that we do and give us some answers. Because, yeah, Barber, you are right. That's
right.
The question. Because right now we asking brother. And when I say brother, I don't only mean Black man. I mean man, period. Because, you know, the barbershop, we get all type of men in there. So that's what it is.
Sure do.
Brother, you all right. So, yeah, we are. We here in the Barber Zone podcast. You know, we talking about the Black Man's Country Club. But the question in the Black Man's Country Club is, brother, you all right? That's the question I want to know. Brother, are you all right? Don't be like, yup, I'm cool. I'm all
right. Right.
I'm good.
Ain't cool.
You know, all those,
right.
I'm good. I'm cool. You know, anything, all right. That's, you know how I get you. I'm all
right.
No.
Right.
When you hear brother give you that extra, I'm all right. Nah, you know
what's
something
right
behind
at all.
It. That
mm-hmm.
means everything is not good. When you hear that
sometimes,
one, you know, my, yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
what they pour into us is so heavy that, you know, it's hard to carry. But it's
for
there.
Sure.
And what do
but
we do with this heavy load?
What do
we
do with the heavy
load?
So that is next week's topic for real is, Barber, you are right. So that's what
right.
we got to talk about, man. We got to think about it, you know, full circle, because a lot of times we just think about our clients and what they're going through and all of that, but we don't think about, you know, ourselves. And then, you
right.
know, we carry that home because, you know, for the individuals that are married or have significant others that you live with and you go home. And I had to think about some times with myself, like, I would go home or I would go pick my daughter up and see want to talk and play, but I'm irritated. And,
right.
You know, for a long while, I didn't know why I was irritated. But I'm irritated because I've been dealing with other people's stuff all day.
All day.
And I needed somebody just to listen to me. I just wanted to decompress for a minute. And, you know, that didn't happen. So that's the thing. Brother, you all right? That's my question. I see we got some other individuals tapping into the show. I appreciate y'all tapping in. Hey, if you're listening through, you know, social media, through the Blog Talk Radio, if you just called in, the number 563-999-3648. Just jump in the Black Man's Country Club with your man Chavez tonight right here on In the Barber Zone podcast. So we've had a great conversation. My man Benny the Barber came in and blessed us and, you know, got some things off his heart, off his mind from some mental health things that he went through just here a few years ago and that he's actually still going through. So we listened to him and, you know, he told us about that and let us know that one thing that helped him out is his wife. You know, his wife giving him balance in his life and still has some things that he need to work through. But, hey, he's he'll be all right, man, and praise God for him to be able to talk about the thing because sound like he needed to get that off his mind a long time ago. So and I'm just glad this could be this could be a vehicle. So In the Barber Zone with your man Chavez. Hey, if y'all missed it, the brother Benny gave a story about how he was going through some things mentally. He didn't really know what was going on. So one thing he did was he walked. He did something healthy, something constructive. He walked to try to clear his mind. And he did that so long, but he couldn't clear his mind. And then one day he walked by a mental health clinic and he went in and he inquired about getting some help. So they kind of failed him, but at least he did take those steps to get that help. And so with that, I gave out the number. So if anybody's listening to this, and you're not feeling right, you're having some mental crisis, some mental health issues, you're dealing with some stress, some trauma that is just overtaking you, here's a number for you. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline, what they call Lifeline now. The number is 1-800-273-8255. If you're not feeling right, you need somebody to talk to, call this number right here, 1-800-273-8255. And they'll be able to definitely help you with what you're going through, give you some guidance, give you some tools to help you process and deal with the stress and the trauma that you have going on in your life. Because, yo, you don't have to go through it by yourself. The benefit Black men have is we have the Black Man's Country Club, which is another word for the barbershop, and we get to talk and be free and be open, organic, and, you know, do what we got to do. But a lot of people don't have that. So we want to encourage brothers to talk. That's why I'm asking the question right now. Brother, you all right? Okay, I'm sorry about that. How did that number happen? Okay, so we're back. Somehow, some way, I was looking for a number, and it accidentally called it, so I'm sorry about that. But, yeah, suicide hotline. Hit that up if you have any problems, any concerns. That's the best number. We also talked about NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness. Give them a call. They have different offices in different areas. I'm sure they'll have one in your city, and they have resources for you also. I'm just happy that tonight was the night that Brother Benny was able to, you know, find it to open up. Because when he started, he was like, yeah, he ain't never done this before. But that's why I'm here, y'all. If I could just give one person an outlet to help them through their journey, I'm happy to be right here. So thank y'all for joining in the Barber Zone podcast. You know, right now we're in the Black Man's Country Club talking about mental health, mental wellness, resilience. You know, we all go through something and we need somebody to talk to. So that's why we're asking the question, which my man Benny said, nobody ever asked him, brother, are you all right? Y'all, 563-999-3648. I still got my sister here, the Clipper Cut Queen, Mr. Vita. You know, she's part of the Black Man's Country Club. You know, she's that mature female voice of reason that we need sometimes, because sometimes as men, we can be knuckleheads and we're going to say some stuff crazy. And every now and again, we need that balance. We need that sister to come in and help us with our thought process. Just like my man Benny a little minute ago, he said one of the best things ever happened in his life is his wife. So praise God for that. Praise God for the sisters, you know, in the barbershop that give us that balance and let us know when we're ultimately wrong, and also praising us when we're right. So thank you, absolutely, sister, for what you do. And the rest of the sisters, you know, rest of my lady barbers out there that's in the shop doing the thing and helping us through the day. So, number again, 563-999-3648. I see we got a few people here on the line. If you want to tap in, if you want to add something to the show, if you just want to, you know, get some stuff off your mind, call the number 563-999-3648. Press 1. Let me know that you have something to say, and we'll get you on the line. And the way we do it is I'll call out your area code and your first three numbers, and then, you know, invite you onto the show, and you can say whatever you need to say. You can give your name, the information, or you can do it anonymously. When I started, you know, to do this Black Man's Country Club platform, I was trying to figure out what was I going to do. Was I going to do a Zoom, or was I going to continue to do the radio show, now the podcast? And I thought about it, and I wanted to make it where if brothers wanted to get on anonymously and just want to talk, you can do that. With the Zoom, when you get on there, it still shows your name, your number, things like that. So I wanted to make it like if you just want to get on here and vent, do your thing, brother. You don't have to give your information. It's more important of your healing to be able to get you to talk and express the things that's been eating you up for all these years, more than knowing your name and knowing who you are. So I just thank everybody that's tapped in. We got a few more minutes on here before we get off and finish the show for the night. But next week, talking to my sister right here, next week's show it's going to be specifically for the barbers. Barber. Lady barber.
Are you all right?
Are you all right? We got to deal, you know, we deal with everybody's stuff all day, every day. So I just want to know, when you turn them clippers off, when you sweep up that head, when you dust your chair off, when you put that chair cloth on there at the end of the day, barber brother, barber sister, are you all right? That's where we at next week. So, y'all, I see we still got individuals on here. Y'all going to press that one. If y'all not pressing one, we about to get out of here. So, but I totally, totally appreciate y'all. And, again, find us on barberzoneradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio/barberzone. The Facebook page, the Twitter, You can find us and listen to any show in our whole catalog. I got over 150-something shows, but that's crazy to say. I got over 150-something shows, and if you want to listen to any of them, just tap into your favorite podcast platform and just search In the Barber Zone. Whether you iTunes, Apple, Pandora, Stitch, TuneIn, whatever. If it's a podcast platform, just search In the Barber Zone and we're on there. So, yeah, we about to get out of here. Good sister, would you like to say something before we get out of here in the show? Anything on your heart or your mind?
Absolutely. One thing I'd like to share, you know, and it was just compelled on my spirit to share this. You know, I had a brother sat in my chair, and he was going through a situation where he was about to get a divorce. And the woman, you know, of course, someone wins and someone loses when we get married.
Yes. Yes.
Right. And the woman that he didn't choose, who was always his friend, she passed away. But the woman that he chose, he was about to get a divorce from, it wasn't the right decision. So he had a mountain of guilt, and he poured out his heart to me. And that man wept in my chair. I mean, he cried.
Mm-hmm.
Because he needed to get that off his chest. But all I did was listen. And after I listened, I just encouraged him and let him set himself free. It's not guilt. Don't ever feel guilty about your choices. We make our choices. We learn, and we learn more. And, you know, I just encouraged him, and he was very thankful that he had somebody to speak to about the matter, because he didn't have nobody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thankful and grateful that I was able to give him a listening ear, not a judgment ear, a listening ear.
Yes.
And he could cleanse his spirit, and I was able to aid him in that process, and that felt good to me. I felt like I did God's sitting, you know. That's doing God's work.
In the Black Man's Country Club. That is doing God's work. In the Black Man's Country Club. Yes, ma'am.
And let me say this.
You
guys, and I appreciate you accepting me in a Black Man's Country Club as an honorary member.
Hey, you know what? Hey, we kind of didn't have a choice. You kind of just forced your way in. Yeah.
I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And we thank you. And all these years, it's just mad respect, because the thing that you've done is, you know, being in a male-dominated industry, like you said, you came in. You didn't try to take over or do nothing. You came in and just tried to make things better. You've always been encouraging, and, you know, you always give more than you take. So that's one thing I've always admired about you, is that no matter, you know, if you was going through some things, and, you know, sometimes you can feel it in somebody's spirit that they going through some things, but they always got that smile on their face, you know. And we've had some conversations, and you told me that you might not have been in your best spirit, but from the way you carried yourself and handled yourself, nobody would ever know. And that's the thing. That's why we asked the question. That's why that question come up next week is, Barber, are you all right? Because what we have to do is, when we walk in that shop, no matter what's going on in our life, we got to put that on the back burner.
Yep.
Sometimes we're not able to, because it's just so overwhelming in our life that, you know, it goes into the shop. But when you hit that door, you know, it's you know, we have to be the listener. like you say, we are the comforter. But when that barber sign goes off and that barber pole goes off, who's our listener? Who's our comforter? So that's what it is. So I thank you again. Thank you for everybody that's listening. Thank you for everybody
Thanks
that's
for
called
having.
In. I see, you know, people jump on and off. I appreciate y'all listening. Even if you didn't press one, that support. I love to see the numbers jump up and down on the studio, on the laptop and everything. So I thank you again. So, y'all, until next week, brother, sister, you all right? If not, seek some type of counseling. Find somebody in your life that you can talk to, that you can get things off your mind, somebody that's not going to judge you, somebody that's not going to put you down for how you feel and make you even worse. So, and if that's the barbershop, we welcome you. If not, hopefully you can find some therapist, some mental health counselor, a clergy person, somebody to help you and guide you with the thoughts or the feelings that you're having. Or like my man Benny didn't know. He didn't know he's going through some stuff and there's some triggers that made that, you know, that brought that up to him. So, y'all, be like my man Benny. Walk it out. Walk. Get it out. But also be like Benny and make a stop at the doctor. Make a stop at the clinic. Make a stop at the mental health professional. Somebody that can help that walk that you're taking have some direction, and you won't just be out just walking aimlessly, not knowing what's going on with you. So, you guys, I thank you, and hopefully something that was said, something that was mentioned on this show, on this podcast, will bless your life. So, excuse me. So until next week, hey, stay in the barber zone, and next week, come get your head right. Thank you, y'all. Good night. Have a great one.
Good night.